Le doud.
Okay, so we're working out when exactly Dor HaMelech, he knew it was Chatzos, if you remember, because the Gemara says that he hang this kinoy, a harp, above his bed, and the northerly wind came along, and it blew at Chatzos HaLaila, and when it started playing, that's when he knew indeed it was Chatzos. So have a look at the Gemara. It's the seventh line from the bottom. Kiven sha'olo amud ha'shacha nichnusu chachmei Yisrael etzli. Once it came to Amud HaShachar, the Gemara says he was learning Torah until Amud HaShachar. Nichnasu Chachmei Yisrael, all the Chachom of Yisrael came to him and they said, Omru Adonenu HaMelech, Amcho Yisrael, your nation, Klal Yisrael, Tzrichim Paranosa. They need Paranosa. Omar Lahem, so he used to say to them, L'chu v'hispanus uzem yizeh, so why can't you just help each other out? The rich should give to the poor. Omruloi ein hakoimetz masbia es ho'ari. We saw this yesterday. There just simply isn't enough to go around, like the lion cannot be fully satiated. Ein ha'bori mismale mucholiose, or the earth cannot really fill the pit. Omalahu, Omalemsi said to them, Luchu uposhti yadechem begedud. Literally translated, go and stretch out your hand with the troops. What does that mean? Yoyatzim ba'achitoyfel. What that means is go and seek advice from Achitoyfel, v'nimlochin b'sanhedrin, and they would take direction from the Sanhedrin, v'shoyalin b'urim v'tumim. And they would ask the urim v'tumim. Omar of Yosef, we'll see exactly what they were asking. Omar of Yosef, micro. So what was the pasuk? So now, what exactly were they seeking advice about? So have a look at Rashi. Yoyatzim ba'achitoyfel, ezoi haderech yeilchu. Which direction they should take. And how they can come up with a plan and a strategy in war. The Nimlochin b'Sanhedrin, there was a whole process. They would have to seek counsel from the Sanhedrin as well. Noitlin mehem rishus. They have to take permission from them, Kadeshi Yispalalu Alehem. A critical part of Klal Yisrael's battle strategy is that the Sanhedrin should be davening for them. V'shoyalim bu'urim b'tumim. And then they would consult with Urim b'tumim. Im yatzlichu. Will indeed they be successful in war? Look back into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omar of Yosef, my crow. What is the pasuk that describes this? It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, and it says, "Va'acharei Achitofel." After discussing it with Achitofel, Bonyahu ben Yehoyada, ve'aviyosar. V'tzar tzvo l'melech Yoav, and also the army general who was Yoav. So there's a number of people that are mentioned over here. So the Gemara explains, Achitofel ze Yoyetz. Achitofel was the advisor, as it says, V'atzas Achitofel asher Yoatz v'yomim haheim Kasha Yishal Bedivrei Ha'erekim. So Achitofel was the advisor. Then Benayahu ben Yehoyada ze Sanhedrin. Why is he called a Sanhedrin? Says Rashi, the top Rashi, because Shehoya Av Bezdin, he was the Av Bezdin. V'aviyasar elu urim v'tumim. Why? V'chein hu oimer. We have a pasuk. This is a pasuk which is to be found in Shmuel. U'ben Yahu ben Yehoyada al ha-kreisi v'al ha-pleisi. Now, if you look at Rashi, there's two Rashis over here. They're actually not quite in the right order. So let's learn the third Rashi, and then we'll go back to the second Rashi because they're printed in the wrong order. V'aviyasar elu urim v'tumim shekol yimei David, all of the days of David HaMelech, choyon nishal ba'aviyasar. He used to ask of Aviyasar, ad milchemes avshalim, sheshoal aviyasar v'loy olsalay. And it didn't work, and therefore v'shoal tzodik v'olsalay. And it did work. The Amrina B'Sei the Olam, Benistal Ka'oz Min HaKun, and he got removed from Kuhuna. So most of David HaMelech's days, the Kohen Gadol was Aviyasar, until such point that David HaMelech consulted with Yom Rutumim, for some reason didn't get a response. So if he didn't get a response, he stopped asking him. And he realized he can no longer be the Kohen Gadol, and from then on they appointed somebody else, namely Tzadik. Now go back to the Rashi that precedes it. V'chein hu oimer u'benoyo ben yoyodo al ha-kreisi v'al ha-pleisi. Rishoin v'koidem lohem shebetchilo neitlim rishus v'achakach shoylim im yatzlichu. Rashi explains that the order was, firstly they used to take rishus, and then they used to, having once they got permission, consult with Urim V'tumim to find out whether they'd be matzliach. Now, what does that actually mean, al ha-kreisi v'al ha-pleisi? Rabbi Yosef, do they translate that with you? Or Rabbi Yehudovid, do they translate that for you?
Let me see here.
It created an alternative name for the Urim and Tumim. I think right. There's an argument between Rashi and Tosafist, actually.
Right. So there isn't actually a translation of these words. What does that mean, kreisi or pleisi? So the Gemara asks this. V'lomo nikra shmom kreisi or pleisi? Why indeed was the Urim V'Tumim referred to as the Kreisi Uplesi? Rather strange looking words. What do they mean? So the Gemara explains that each word was a particular reference to a function of the Urim V'Tumim. Kreisi Shekoirisim Divrehem. Literally means they used to cut their words, they used to be very to the point. The Urim V'Tumim, when giving its response, obviously, was not lengthy in its response. It used to give a short, brief answer. So,
like Rashi.
Right, exactly. So the word koreis means to cut. Like if chas v'shalom, somebody has an oinish of koreis, means he's cut off. So it was cut, sharp, brief. So that's what the word kreisi means. What does it mean, pleisi? Pleisi from the word pele. Shemuflo'im b'divrehem. They were wondrous in their ways. In other words, in a couple of words, very brief, they always used to get their answer. Says Rashi, Shekoresim es divrehem, Sheoimrim devorim ketsuvim. The Urim V'Tumim used to say very measured, brief words, V'gemurim shelo yiftachu v'lo yesifu. It was never too little, never too much. It was just given the answer to the point. One of the great achrenim that we know, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, who has tens of sfarim, but one of his sfarim is called the Kreisi or Pleisi. And of course, it takes its name from this pasuk. Okay, so they've now Klal Yisrael consulted with Achitofel and with the Urim V'Tumim. Says the Gemara, V'achar kach, Sar Tzavo. Then with the army general, the Melech, who is the army general of the king? That was Yoav. Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Ada. Now we're going back to what we mentioned before. We said that there was a harp suspended over the bed of David HaMelech, and at Chatzos HaLaila it started playing music when the wind blew. Micro. Do we have a pasuk that backs that up? And the Gemara says yes. Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Ada, or Omri Lo Omar Rav Yitzchok Braider of Idi, Micro. There's a pasuk, and this is to be found in Tehillim. Uro Kevoidi. Uro hanevel v'chinoir, or Iro shochar. So here you see Rabbi Eliyahu David, both the navel and the chinoir, both mentioned.
Yes, except the way they translate them is the navel is the psalter, and chinoir is harp.
Psalter.
Which is interesting because now in contemporary Hebrew, okay, navel is harp, and chinoir is violin.
What is a psalter? Excuse my ignorance.
I don't know.
That's up in the dictionary. That's the problem with that scroll. You have to look at the English in the dictionary.
Well, David, a musical instrument, you don't know what that is. How can that be?
It's obviously not a contemporary musical instrument.
Not a contemporary. Okay. You don't have any recordings of the psalters?
I have no psalter recordings, no.
No psalter recordings.
You might say I'm a psalter shaker.
Okay. There's Rashi. Uro Kevoidi. My crawl, the previous Rashi, where do we see in the pasuk the kinoi hoya tolui, the malam mitosoi? Where do we see that the kinoi was dangling above his head and would wake him up? Uro Kevoidi, altis chabdi b'sheino kishar malochim. I do not sleep like other kings. O iro shochar. Shar malochim hashachar mo'oiraron. Other kings, the morning wakes them up. Va'ani mo'irer es ha-shachar. I, as it were, wake up the morning. What does it mean, I wake up the morning? Because says David HaMelech, I'm actually awake before the morning arrives.
I just looked up the word psalter on a dictionary, and it says the book of Psalms.
Yes, that's right.
In other words, Tehillim.
Okay. Okay, says the Gemara, let's keep on going. As we said, this is all Divrei Agada, so really we should try and learn it fairly quickly. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Zeira Omar. If you remember, how did we get involved in this whole sugya in the first place? Because we said, when talking about Chatzos, etc., etc., we said that Dor HaMelech knew exactly when it was Chatzos because of the kinoi, which seems strange because Moshe Rabbeinu did not apparently know when Chatzos was because he said, Kachatzos. And that was the Gemara's question. If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, how did David HaMelech knew? And the answer was, how did David HaMelech know? Because of the kinoi. Now we're giving an alternative teretz to that. Reb Zeira Omar, no. Moshe lo'olam havayoda. Certainly Moshe Rabbeinu did also know exactly when it was Chatzos. The David Nami Havayada. So did David HaMelech also know. So there's no distinction to be made as if to say that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know when it was Chatzos, as opposed to David HaMelech, who had this kinoir. No, says the Gemara, they both knew. The Kevin, the David, have a yoda. Kinor lomole las uri mishnosi. So if David HaMelech knew, then why did he need the kinor? The answer is la ature mishnosi, just to wake him up from his sleep. In other words, he didn't need the kinor to tell him when it was Chatzos. He had some way of working out how it was Chatzos, but Gemara doesn't telling us what it was. But rather, he was using it as an alarm clock. So the kinoi was not there to tell him it was Chatzos, because without it, he wouldn't have known. Rather, because without it, he would have been sleeping. So that was his alarm clock. So now we understand now why Dor HaMelech had to have the kinoi. So what about Moshe Rabbeinu? The kiven de Moshe have a yodas, if Moshe Rabbeinu knew, then lomalei lemeimar, Kachatzos. So why did he say Kachatzos? He should have said Chatzos Mamish. says the Gemara Kasovar, because he thought Shema Yitu Atstagnine Paroi, because maybe the stargazers of Paroi would make a mistake, and maybe indeed they would miscalculate exactly when Chatzos was. The Yomru Moshe Badoihu, and then he'll say, ah, Moshe Rabbeinu is making it up. In other words, he was concerned, not that he didn't know when Chatzos was, he knew exactly what Chatzos was. But maybe the stargazers, the advisors of Paroi, maybe they didn't know when Chatzos was. So if Makas Bochairis would come and it would be at Chatzos, and yet Paroi's advisors' watches would be a little bit misaligned, so they would look at their clock and say, well, it's not quite Chatzos. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say the truth, Chas v'shalom. The Omar Mar, as the Gemara says, Lamed l'shoin choloimar eini yodea. You should train your tongue to say, I don't know. Shemot tisbade v'teoches. How do they translate tisbade?
Be caught in a falsehood.
Right, can maybe be caught in falsehood. The person doesn't know, he can never be caught saying a sheker. So in other words, this is a completely different approach. The first approach of the Gemara was that they did not know when Chatzos is, but rather Dovra Melech had a kinoir, and that was his way of knowing. And now the Gemara is saying, no. They both knew when Chatzos was. The reason why Dovra Melech had a kinoir was just to act as an alarm clock. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not say Bachatzos, rather he said Kachatzos, was that the advisors of Paro shouldn't accuse him of falsehood. Look at Rashi. Shemo yiteat nigmine paroi. Imani yoidea lechaven hasho. Even if I know exactly how to work out chatzois, but heim einom yoidim. But they, Paro's advisors, they do not know. Lechaven hasho. They don't know exactly how to tell the time precisely. Vekoidem sheagia chatzois. And before chatzois has actually arrived, they'll think it's Chatzos. You svurim shehigia. Va'adayin loibo hamako. So 11:59 and 50 seconds, they look at their watches and they'll think to themselves it's midnight. Actually, it's not. And they'll say, well, see, the mako hasn't arrived. Va'adayin loibo hamako. V'yoimru Moshe badoihu. And they'll say, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu was making it up. Therefore, it's much better just to say a loshon, which is a bit vague. I don't really know. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu actually didn't know. He did know. But rather, he should say that loshon, because that way he can't be caught. Because otherwise, you may be caught out and you'll stumble in your words. People will catch you out. So it's much better to say, I don't know. And now we have a third answer. Rav Ashi Omar, a third answer as to why Moshe Rabbeinu said Kachatzis. Rav Ashi Omar, Bepalga Urta the Tlesar Nagi Arboso Havakoi. When did Moshe Rabbeinu actually give this instruction about Makas Bechoreis? The answer was, it was on the night of the 14th. That's what it means. Urta the Tlesa, the 13th, Nagi Arbasa, on the night of the 14th. Which means, when he actually said these words, we know that Makas Bechoreis was on the night of the 15th. So it was one more night to go. V'hochi komar Moshe liYisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu, one day prior to the Makkah, was saying the following to Klal Yisrael. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lemochar, tomorrow, kechatzois halaylo ki haidna, at chatzois halaylo, just like now, ani yoytze b'teich Mitzrayim. This is a brand new translation of the word kechatzois. Kachatzos, according to this, doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu, as it were, was approximating and saying, approximately chatzos. Rather, kah, the kaf in the beginning of the word, he was saying that, listen, tonight is the 14th. Tomorrow night at this very time, that's what it means, kachatzos. Kachatzos, just like chatzos now, it will actually take place tomorrow. So kachatzos doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was being vague. Rather, what it means is he was saying, this time tomorrow. But he meant, absolutely, at chatzos. Says Rashi, Telesa Nogyar Baso, Leil She'ovar Shloisha Oso, the night that the 13th has gone past, Ulamachros Yagia Arba Oso, and tomorrow will be the 14th. So therefore, it was exactly one day prior to Makas Bukhairis, and he was saying, this time tomorrow, Kachatso is just like now, that's when this Makkah will take place. Okay, let's just make a start for the next Gemara. We're on the third wide line. Le David Shomro Nafshi Kichosid Oni. This is David HaMelech talking, Apostle in Tehillim, Perek Peivov. And David HaMelech is describing himself as a chosid. Shomro Nafshi, he was, as it were, requesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should guard him. Why? Because I'm a chassid. What does that mean, David HaMelech was referring to himself as a chassid? Levi v'Rabbi Yitzchok. There is a discussion between two Amoraim, Levi and Rabbi Yitzchok. Chad Omar, Kach Omar David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of them explains that David HaMelech was saying the following in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Loi Chosid Oni. Am I not a Chosid? Loi Chosid Oni? Shekol Malkei Mizrach Umair, of all the kings across the globe, from east to west, Yeshenim Ad Sholosh Shois. They sleep all the way, as we explained, until the third hour of the day, until after 8 o'clock. So that's what he was mean. When he said he was referring to himself as a chassid, what he meant was that unlike all the other kings who are having a lion, I get up at chatzos alayla. That's one interpretation. And another interpretation is kachom adavid lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribbono shel olam, loy chassid ani? Am I not a chassid? Kol Malkei Mizrach Umarov, all the kings of the east and the west, Yoishvim Agudois Agudois Bechvoidon. They all sit there, honoring themselves, living the fancy life as a melech. Vani Yodai Meluchlochois, my hands become dirty. I don't sit there all in a luxurious life. I'm prepared to dirty my hands, bedam, ubeshfir, ubeshalio, kedei letahir isho lebailo. David HaMelech used to paskin shailas in Hilchas Nido, even though sometimes he may have to dirty his hands with dam, and yet he was saying, am I not a chosid? Which other king would be prepared to do that? I'm prepared to do that. If you look at Rashi, Yodi meluchlochis my bedam, shehanoshim marois loy dam nido. The noshim used to show him dam nido, im tome im toher, sheyesh marois dam toher beisha, because there are some appearances of dam which are actually toher. So therefore, an isha should not automatically assume if there was dam that she is tameo, and it had to be shown to a rov. In this particular case, it was shown to no lesser than David HaMelech. So David HaMelech was saying, am I not a chosid? All other kings are living at the height of luxury, and I'm dirtying my hands with dam in order to be metayir isha lebayla. Okay, we have to stop over here. Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Wish everybody a good chodesh. Be'ez Hashem.
Good chodesh.
Yeah.